The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk, and today we have the pleasure of being joined by none other than Annie-Marie Fenter.
The goaler joins the Super League side following 2 years in Australia's Suncorp Super Netball League, where she played for both the Melbourne Vixens and the Queensland Firebirds. Should we start with your reflections on 2020?
I think this COVID-19 thing hit everybody by a big surprise, especially the sporting world, and especially netball, because we're still like a new semi-professional sport. So yeah, I'm just glad I was in Australia during the COVID pandemic and not in lockdown like South Africa and I know England as well. So it's been pretty okay for me, because I missed the biggest wave in South Africa since coming back home. But yeah, I'm just glad I was in Australia for that period and being able to actually play some good netball was a big blessing.
Let's start with being in Australia, because obviously you had a delayed and then modified season, and then there were pay cuts and playing hubs. And then, of course, you're a shooter, and then you get the news of a super shot. what was your take? I mean, on all of that, but also the super shot. It must have been a wild, wild situation.
Oh no! I remember, we were still like, it was fine. We heard everybody's getting COVID in Australia. I was like, oh no, we're still fine. And then all of a sudden, we were like, okay, no, this is it. We're going. They postponed the season. And then we ended up saying, okay, it's only postponed. And then I'm like, okay, I might as well study in Australia so that I can keep on training with the Firebirds. And then a week later, like, oh, no, we're getting pay cuts as well. And I was sitting there in Australia thinking, okay, I won't be able to even pay my rent or get groceries or anything with the big pay cut we're getting. So I need to come home. But then I couldn't come home because South Africa is going in lockdown. So it was a roller coaster. And then they said, oh, no, the cuts won't be as bad because they can get JobKeeper, which is like government-assisted funds to help pay some of the players on the lower paychecks so that they can pay the bigger paychecks. So eventually it worked out pretty well. And then 6 weeks before the season, they announced that they're bringing in the super shot. So for a shooter, we were very excited for the super shot. We were not.
That has to be sarcasm.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, so we were pretty much, but we didn't have a say in it. So it was basically just put into the league. No players were consulted, and we didn't even have to say if it stays or goes. We actually didn't have anything to say about it. So we just accepted it as is. And then, yeah, I ended up being the go-to girl before the season started for the two-point shot, since I've already played some fast five in my career, as well as I like a little bit of a long-range shot once in a while. And then it ended up counting against me, because the only time that I got to go on court was in the super shot time. And then the amount of adrenaline in my body in those 3-4 minutes and the amount of shots that I have to take under pressure was just crazy. So I ended up hating the two-point shot. But yeah, it was interesting. It kept the season going. It kept teams in the game. So yeah, it made it for a very good spectator rule. But as a shooter, they should take it out. But I heard they are keeping it. So good luck to the girls playing next season.
Oh, dear. I mean, yeah, watching it and watching it be announced, we were all shocked. And also, I think I'm a bit of a traditionalist. This is my personal view.
Same.
But I can't imagine, yeah, as you say, like coming onto the court and then with the stakes that there are in the Australian League. And as you say, for the spectators, that's a lot of a burden to take on. And yeah, six weeks ahead of the schedule. After the season, when you debrief, did you think, okay, this has some place, like, we'd like to see this internationally? Or was it generally everyone was still quite resentful of it?
So most of the players, like, it was a 50-50, because you can see how the spectators enjoy the two-point shot. Even when you're far behind, you can still see them enjoying the two-point shot. But as a player, I'm like you. I like my traditional netball. There's a place for fast five and there's a place for netball, seven-a-side netball. But yeah, so I don't know. And they said they wanted to bring it in so that they can see more shooters take the long-range shot in international level, where I personally don't agree with that, because even the 10 minutes before the super shot time, all the teams took the closer shots. They played to get the ball under the post. And even playing against Malawi and those teams, I didn't even think once to take the shot that far because I had the two-point shot in my league. I think it's more a spectator rule than it is to for the players. So, yeah it's interesting.
Yeah, when I was thinking about what to talk about, I was like, oh, my God, I've forgotten the super shot. I mean, so much has happened since, but definitely incredibly controversial. And as you say, if it is here to stay, then I'd like to see if it gets any better, if they tweak the rules maybe. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it heads. So would you say that the super shot played its hand in your decision to leave Australia and the Firebirds? What was kind of going on in your head when you were making that call to come to leave Australia and come to the UK?
No, that was not. I didn't even think of a super shot. That's just another rule that was inserted into the game. So that was not my decision at all. But if you look at my season, you will see I basically benched the last 6, 7, 8 games at the Firebirds. And being my age and being an international player playing for the Proteas and looking forward to a Commonwealth Games coming up as well as a World Cup in South Africa, I just couldn't be sitting on the bench anymore. And there's no point in going overseas to get experience, but you're on the bench. So then I might as well stay in South Africa and play in my local league. So it was basically my main reason for the move away from the Australian league was getting some game time.
And I, ahead of our chat, I listened to some old interviews with you and you mentioned post-2018 Commonwealth Games, there was actually quite a lot of global interest in you. And by global, I mean, you know, UK and Australia. And you mentioned, I think, Bath were looking in, but also at the time, Mavericks. So why them and why now?
So the first time Bath contacted me was when I was still mid studies. And in South Africa, we do full-time studies, so there's no part-time. And I still had a year and a half left. So it was just bad timing back then. And then in my fourth year, I applied for veterinary science. So the decision between Mavericks and veterinary science was just basically based on whether I get into vet science. Because it's pretty hard to get into vet science here in South Africa. And then they need an answer, and my application or my admission status was taking forever. So literally the day I told Kat, listen, I'm still waiting for my admission status, I told them, listen, just go to the next shooter. And the next day I heard that I didn't get in. So that was a bummer. And then the year that I actually went to Melbourne Vixens was – it was in between Bath and Melbourne Vixens. And at that time, money played a big role because they were able to offer me way much more than Bath could offer me. And I really wanted to play in the Australian League. That was my ultimate goal eventually, is to move to the Australian League, whether it's via England, New Zealand or whatever. I wanted to end up there. So to get the open door just to go straight into the Australian League was basically a dream come true. But, I took that year just to learn as much as I could, which was basically the wrong decision to make, because then I spent most of it on the bench, and then I had my injury that took me out of the World Cup as well, which was another story. But, and then the switch to go to the Firebirds, I only had that one offer on the table. So this year I had two offers on the table, and I decided to go with Game Time, which lied with the Mavericks.
Yeah, and the Mavericks, you'll of course see, and we all know, is full of England Roses talent. So looking at the 2020 season, what could have been, I think we have like 5 or 6 Roses in there. And everyone was sort of like, is this going to be the year? And then obviously we didn't get to see the season play out. But bar George Fisher, who you're filling in for, all the talent is there. So you look like you've made a really good call in terms of like potential talent. It's a fantastic looking side.
No, definitely. Yeah. When I spoke to Kat in the initial meetings, I was like, listen, who's in the team? How's the structure? Who's playing there? And knowing that she's also an assistant coach for the Roses, that also is a big plus. So she knows the standard of international netball since I'm an international player. So yeah, I think moving to England, it was a pretty good move moving to the Mavericks, and I'm fortunate to have a team like the Mavericks.
Did you get to catch their most recent preseason fixture? How do you think they're looking so far?
Actually, they've sent me the game against Bath, so I still have to watch it because we recently moved here in South Africa. So I was busy packing and unpacking and moving and stuff for the Bath.
You didn't do your homework like you were asked to do, basically.
Yeah, so I still have to do that. I actually wanted to do it yesterday, but then the leagues didn't work. So that's for the next day or two that I have to go watch the games and do some homework, like you said. Looking to going to England, I still have some international duties left before I can head to England. We're playing Uganda Test Series in January. So I will be flying out the first thing after our last game against Uganda. I'll be flying to the UK.
And you had, of course, recent tests against Malawi, now Uganda. Yes. How important is it to get out and get some international experience in this year? It must have felt really good to take to court in a Protea dress.
Yeah, well, for me, that benched almost the whole year. It was pretty amazing to take court. I'm at an age where I want as much as possible game time, whether it's in Australia or is local or international. Doesn't matter if it's against Australia or Malawi or Uganda. I'm trying to get as much court time as possible. Like I said, the main reason for my move to the UK. And getting that court time where a lot of countries didn't, like Australia, didn't get the opportunity to play international games. I think we're pretty fortunate to be able to do that.
So there are now a fair few SAFA shooters in the Vitality Super League.
Yes.
So you arrived with Febs Radaman, who joins Siggy at London Pulse. So you're all, yes, of course, is looking ahead to the Comm Games and then obviously, as you've mentioned, 2023, yes, and getting a spot in the squad. So how pleased is, yes, Dorette that you're competing in a league together?
I think it makes it easier for them to arrange stuff because we're not spread over the place and we're pretty close to each other in the UK. But I think, like, for any coach to have players playing overseas, getting the exposure against international players like the Roses and Australian players and England or New Zealand players, I think that can be pretty pleased that we're getting that exposure, especially looking into going into a Commonwealth Games and a World Cup.
And I mean, obviously, there's got to be that kind of competition for the bib. And there's three of you vying, mm-hmm, already here in the UK for two spots. How do you manage, yes, that tension, like being friends, but also being shooters and all heading for the same goal?
Well, you've had the with you guys and you've had Ziggy with you guys. So you guys know they're pretty chilled people and we're still friends off court. At the end of the day, we want the best for our country and we know the capabilities of each player and we know what each player can bring to the team. At the end of the day, we're not the ones that make the calls to insert players into the team, but we support each other nonetheless.
Yeah, a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. And I mean, that was a horrible question, so thank you for indulging.
No, it's fine.
What impression would you like to leave on the 2021 season? So as we've already mentioned, George Fisher, who left the GS bib vacant, you're stepping in, you're stepping up. How would you like to be remembered next season?
Oh, good question. You think the previous one was odd. I just want to make my stamp on netball. Like, I don't want to – I think my main thing will be is people shouldn't see me as – the option B or the bench shooter anymore. I think that will probably be my main thing. And looking in how the team speaks of the next season and what they wanted to do this season, I think getting that championship for the Vitality League will pretty much be one of my big goals for this team, seeing how they talk about it and how it was their year. but it got taken away from them. And like you said, everybody was excited to see what the team does. So I'm pretty stoked to hopefully get them where they wanted to be.
And have you had a look at your potential opposition? Have you seen any other defenders that you might come up against in the league who you're excited to come up against? Because, of course, Layla Gusketh is back from Australia as well. And she's
Bath defense is pretty tight. The Bath team defense is pretty tight. I saw their lineup and I'm like, okay, this is the defense. Because they have a big line of defenders for them.
And then is there anybody else you've got your eye on, or is it definitely time to watch that clip that Kat sent me and really have a look at it?
Well, I'm not the one to overanalyze a lot of players, because I think sometimes you blow them up bigger than you should and then you freak out. But going into the games, I'll probably have to watch them because I probably have to know what they do. But one defender I'm very excited for is the Zimbabwean defender that joined Surrey.
I came with her
through the under-19 ranks. So I played against her in the under-19 regional games in Africa. I've played against the African qualifiers. So I'm pretty excited to see what she does, having this semi-professional platform. Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, good call. That is a good shout. Yeah. So are you looking forward to moving to the UK? Is there anything, I mean, again, COVID permitting, that you'd like to come and do while you're here or experience while you're here?
Well, I've always wanted to do like Ireland, Scotland, those countries. I've never been outside of London. So if we're allowed. If there was no COVID, let's say that. If there was no COVID, I would have loved doing like sightseeing, go to like European countries, like especially Ireland and Scotland. That's one of the like few countries that I really want to see. But this past year, I've been like hiking through Brisbane. Like there's so many outdoors tracks and stuff to do. So it's probably one thing I'll be looking at doing in the UK as well, if we're allowed. It's just exploring and seeing something else other than Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, those touristy sites.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Wales, I'll do a shout out for Wales. It's also beautiful as well. So, I mean, I don't know how the season, if there will be hubs, but hopefully a trip over to Celtic Dragons and Strathclyde Sirens in the north as well, you'll get a bit of exposure.
I'll probably be in Wales a lot because I actually have family in Wales. Yeah, so I'll probably be spending a lot of time in Wales if I'm a little bit homesick.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Annie. It's been amazing to have you on, and I'm so excited to see what you get up to in 2021.
Thanks for having me.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.